Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Farmers have been set up for a big spring after drenching rain right across the weekend. Good totals have been recorded across large parts of South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and southern Queensland. Upward of 100 mil recorded on properties in the New South Wales Southern Tablelands. I caught up with Goulburn farmer Guy Milson when I started by asking him how it looks outside.
Wet. Water. All the W's. Wet water. Wishing. waking. The alarm went off at 20 to 6. I got up and there was our dam, which is our house dam for the garden and stuff. And I have not seen that as full for probably 15 years.
That's really excellent to hear. How about dams elsewhere around the property? Are they also bursting?
All the dams are fine. Look, we've had no problems. Our dams are magnificent. The river, we have the Wallandilly River flowing through us, the mighty Wallandilly, which at one stage got down to about a trickle that you could put inside a matchbox. And now it's about 80 yards wide. Whatever that is in meters, and it's just magnificent. So look, it's set us up for the spring. A very wise old man here said many years ago said to me that if you want a big spring, you must have the water oozing out of the soil at the end of August. Well, we have it oozing out of the soil mid-August, so we could be having a big spring.
Geez, that's exciting. Can you tell us, what did the place look like if I was to have called you on the 10th of August 2019?
10th of August 2019, it didn't look too flash. It was brown. Everything was brown. We had water. That was one good thing. We'd cleaned all our dams out some years before, and that. So we had water, but no feed. We were feeding everything and making some big decisions.
And we fast forward to this year. Have those decisions, do you feel like you've made the right ones back a year ago, considering all the rain that we've had this year?
Well, look, you know, life is made. You learn more from your mistakes, Eddie, than you do from your wins. And so you think back, would you have done anything differently? Because we were feeding for 2.5 years, and so... That's a lot of, you know, we used up all our own supplies, which we had a lot of hay, we had grain, we had silage. We used all of that up, so then we had to start buying. And once you start buying, you're in an endless cycle because you have trigger points, I suppose, and those trigger points are dates. And you get to a certain date, you say, okay, do we lighten off here? Do we ease up? And then there's that little voice inside saying, it could rain next month, and that's the great dilemma you have on the land. Do you hold or do you fold? We held, and I think we're very glad we do, because prices have gone through the roof, and so you amortize over those 2.5 years the cost of your feedings. And you look at what your livestock are worth now. And of course, there's also the emotional link as well. You know, you've the cattle you've bred up, they're the sheep you've bred up. And you've got to have a link in life. If you don't have a link, then life becomes just process all the time and no hold.
That's an excellent philosophy, Guy. So it does take more than one rain to break a drought, and then you've got to get through that rain to be able to, I guess, restore and feed up animals so they're ready to sell again. Do you feel like the back of the drought has been broken here?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely here. Yeah. No, there's no problems here. Look, our profile, soil moisture profiles, is what we live and die for. Because that's how much moisture is in the soil, which is the sort the moisture would be available for your crops, or moisture would be available there for your pastures to grow. And we have what they call a full profile of moisture. But the other beautiful thing about it is that we had a very mild winter. in comparison with others. So we've been growing virtually through the winter. So we've got reasonable soil temperatures. We've got moisture profiles that are full. We're full steam ahead for a good spring.
Geez, that's exciting, Guy. And has there been any damage from this most recent rain as the rivers start to recede?
Yeah, look, there's always that, Eddie. You know, we're always going to get flood blocks and flood blocks that are blown away, that are washed away, fences that are washed down. But look, it's a pleasure to do it, Eddie. If that's the collateral, bring it on.
That's Goulburn farmer Guy Milson speaking there on the weekend's rain. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.